the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
This man, nominated for, by our count, 3 Logies, voting now open for the 11 most popular categories, tvweeklogieawards.com.au, to vote for Waleed Ali, who's in the studio.
Morning. Hey. Up for 3, 2, wow. 2 just yourself, and then 1 for the project. That's a good...
Well, the team matters more than the individual, Feb.
No, there's no I in team, my friend, but there's me. Don't you worry about that. But you're a past winner.
I am, yeah.
Must be exciting.
It is, actually. It's and people... I've got the vibe that people seem to think, because I've won it before, I just couldn't care less.
No, you want to win more.
It's not like that.
Yeah
actually, it would be lovely to win it again.
He needs a friend.
That's right. Little,
is it sitting in your room? Is it sitting on the...
No. So I've been trying to figure out where it is all week.
Because
Susan basically makes sure that it's not visible so that it doesn't just go to my head, right? So right. She has to put it...
Keeps you grounded.
Yeah. So she's put it in the linen cupboard.
Where you never go?
I will never ever see it. Yeah.
Well, I was on Dancing with the Stars back in the day and my wife was also on it and she came third, so she got a trophy. It sits in the middle of our lounge room because I didn't get one.
Yes.
And she just shows it off.
See, that's a different thing, right? I think if you win an award on your own, then it gets hidden away.
Yeah.
If you win an award against your spouse, that's a total...
Yeah, it's just sitting
that's
there.
When you...
Let's just quickly look at these categories. I mean, this is very humbling, it must be, for most popular presenter.
Yeah, so that's
a good one.
Broad public.
That's the gold one, right?
No, that's another one.
Because, presenter, yes.
Because you've got the gold luggy for most popular.
He's up for so many, he doesn't even know which one.
No, that was just
arrogance.
That's just a separate popularity poll.
Yeah.
Then you've got the gold luggy for most popular personality on Australian TV, and then, of course, most popular panel or current affairs program for the project.
For
the project. Well, I've actually got 4 nominations.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Right.
Just saying, but one of them is the project, which I've been on a few times.
So you can't
really
claim that.
Claim it, but I'm
going
to.
No, she can claim that. She's co-hosted the show.
How many times?
So Fee's up for 1 too then.
Yes, Fee's up for 1 too.
So it's her logie if project wins, she wins the logie?
Yeah, I think we should be crossing to her.
Yeah. I'm up for 1, guys. I'm up for 1.
What
best show to get axe throughout the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the footy show. Yeah.
That's not a popular vote. That's the most outstanding category.
Yeah, I'm not up for a popular one like you, but that must be a good feeling.
It is. It's genuinely a lovely feeling. I think it's easy not to care about this sort of stuff. And on one level, I get it's not the most important thing in the world. Right? Like, you know, we're not voting on the future of the nation or anything.
No. Saving lives.
But
a win.
But it's lovely, yeah.
Carrie's coming back, which is great after her long break.
Yeah.
Which is good. So it'll be good to get the band back.
It will be great. And not only that, just I was thinking because we're coming up to 10 years of the project.
10 years.
It's amazing, yeah.
So
started
a long
six,
time
it?
Now. It was 7. It was called the 7 p.m.
project.
7 p.m.
project, that's right.
And for a long time, everyone, people still call it that.
That was when Charlie Pickering had his curly hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were the days.
Briefly. Yeah. And I think he might have even had a vest for a tiny period of time.
Probably.
And then they sort of started EVM, like a Hughesy, and they just did the foundation. Then they got the big dogs in. And they all just win gold logies apart from Pete.
Yeah. They kind of did like a rebuild. Yeah. And now
it's like the reserves.
It's the premiership window now.
Your list is in really good shape.
It's a good list.
You've got Boxy practically off the bench. I mean, it's an outstanding list.
I know. It's amazing.
All right. Well, tvweeklogieawards.com.au, where the voting is still open across the 11 most popular categories to vote for Waleed and Evie Jones.
Yeah.
Do you know what your odds are? I've seen the category and I've seen the people in it. If you don't win it,
what?
It's rigged.
Really?
Well, you should win it. You're the best out of all those people.
Well, you think?
And I don't pump people up very often.
Oh, well, that's very kind
and
of you.
You should 100% win.
Well,
it's only because I watch the project all the time and I love it. But
can
I think you should win.
How many times you said that this week to the various Gold Logie nominees?
He did mention it to Amanda Keller when she was here, and also to Roger Corser from Doctor Doctor.
Roger, who? Exactly.
Waleed, thanks for coming in, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Go the Tigers.
Indeed.
101.9 The Fox.
This is a fun area. I don't know if Fev will thrive in this area of misheard lyrics. Well, it's right in your wheelhouse, Eva. You're a pop culture vulture, Gogglebox. I mean, you know your music, you know all this stuff, right?
I do like to think I know my music and my pop culture. But I was reading an article yesterday about how there's just so many missung lyrics. Right. And I'm a bit of a queen of missung lyrics.
Oh, so you don't always get it right in this area?
I very often get it wrong. And much to the chagrin of my friends.
Yeah, that's a bit of the song where you sing and you're like...
All right, well, this could be fun. I've got some hooks from some popular hits from old school hits, you know, newish sort of songs. And I want to play you the actual grab, and then I would like each of you to tell us what you think that lyric is.
Okay.
And we'll see who does well. Why don't we start? We'll throw it right back to a classic from ABBA. Feb, what do you think they're saying there?
Oh, I thought I had to finish the song.
Oh. No, just repeat. Just
okay,
repeat.
Play it again.
Okay, we'll go one more time.
See that girl, watch them something, because we on the trampoline. Oh, yeah.
He didn't even get up to the second bit. Evie, would you like to clarify that?
Oh, watch that girl, something with the scene, okay. Digging the dancing queen.
No, you're both wrong. Oh. It is, in fact, see that girl, watch that scene, dig in the dancing queen.
Dig in, dancer.
So who knew that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought they were bouncing on a trampoline.
Dig what about this one, Taylor Swift's Blank Space? She's saying there.
She said, "This is hard because I can't even remember what the freaking song was." I don't know.
Want it one more time?
Yeah.
Here we go. Listen really
closely.
Do you want
me to just sing with it?
Listen. No.
Okay.
Here we go.
I've got a conservative lover, and they think I'm insane.
Yeah. That. I was going to say it. Go with Starbucks lover. And they think I'm insane.
I think Starbucks lovers is a common misconception of that lyric.
I didn't say that.
Evie did and many have. In fact, I thought it was Starbucks lovers. It's got a long list of ex-lovers.
Oh,
I did know that.
So now that you know that, have a listen to it and it'll all make sense.
No, it says something like I've got a cervix.
She still said Starbucks. She was getting paid for that.
Starbucks. Maybe one
Imagine
more.
Imagine if here. Like you say something and you just like completely got no idea what you're saying. So you could say, hi, Evie. I say hi, Evie. And you, to you, that could mean,
yeah,
hey, dude.
Exactly.
Like right. You just don't know.
Like Evie doesn't sound much like dude.
No, but the way the brain works, she exactly. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
One more. What do you think this is? You got mud on your face, you big disgrace.
Kicking your can all over the place. We got mud on your face, your big disgrace. Kicking your canvas all over the place.
Canvas. Canvas.
I think it says kicking
your can all over the place.
Yeah, well, I think
it is. You've done it. Finally, yeah. Someone got one right.
I knew it was that, but then when I thought about it, kicking it, I thought maybe your bum. So canvas.
No.
I would have gone with cans, but well I just tried to change it.
No, well played. We finally got one right. There we go. It's Fifi.
Hey, one more.
Fev and Byron. You want one more?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Well, of course, there was the thank you next, which is bacon eggs. That was a famous one. Everyone thinks that Ariana Grande is singing bacon and eggs. Why don't we get a bit of Fallout Boy? Here we go.
Oh. What? I've never known what happened.
I'm in a minute. I don't care. Just don't care.
That is correct. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. This man, very good friend of Fife's over the years because they've been Neighbours co-stars together, Fifi and Ryan Maloney, a.k.a. Toadie. Neighbours, welcome, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, so we're good.
We're good.
I haven't had you on the show since I was last on Neighbours.
Is that a reason for that? Or?
Well,
he's got a bone.
Hey, whoa.
What did you say? No. What happened there?
Was there a reason for that?
Now, I'm saying that's why you haven't had me back on your show.
I thought you because I didn't know it was on your show.
No.
I did have to play a big, exhausting scene, Evie. Oh, took all bloody day. And this was the scene. Just make sure you listen because it's quick.
Well, you'll hear Fifi in this as well. Now, Fifi, Brooke Butler, that was an actual character, wasn't it, Ryan? Like, she was in it for a long time.
Yeah, she was in there for a while,
What was her backstory, Fifi, Brooke Butler?
She's a thief.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. As if they'd remember.
He doesn't even care.
She's a thief.
Anyway, so
she steals jewelry.
You've got Brooke Butler here, and then Fev is, it's at a waxing...
Yeah, I'm playing myself.
It's at a beauty salon.
Is Fifi the waxer?
She owns a beauty salon.
Fev is a customer inside of the beauty salon.
You and Dad are doing a really good job at this co-parenting thing.
Oh, I'm glad you think that. Because on that note, while you're here...
Did you really have to wax everything?
Think of how aerodynamic you'll be on the footy field. Footy players.
Were you playing yourself?
I was playing myself. So I'd seen Toadie.
In your prime. Brian, still on the footy field.
Yes, we had a chat inside in a little green room earlier, before I went and did my piece. Anyway, I was like, oh, any tips, mate? Like, because I haven't really acted before. And you said, what's your line? And I told you my line.
Yeah.
And then you went on to say, make sure when you do that line to put your hand down and hold your crutch.
Yeah.
Just to make really empathize good. That it was really sore.
Good acting tips, those.
Yeah, really good acting tips. So when I did the scene for the first time, I walked out, I grabbed my crutch and I went, oh, producers in the air saying, cut, cut. The show's at 6:30. Please don't touch your genitals. And I went, Ryan, you prick.
Now listen, Ryan is going to hang around. Now obviously catch Neighbours weeknight 6:30 PM on 10 Peach. And don't forget TVWeekLogieAwards.com.au to vote for Neighbours. Now it would appear, just from a distance, anyone is allowed to get on Neighbours. If Fev can get on Neighbours, anyone can. And we've got this this old mate over here, Evie.
Yeah.
You've expressed an interest, haven't you?
A little bit.
Hey, hello.
Lifelong dream.
You want to get on another television show?
I haven't been on enough.
Well, they're all stepping stones. That's the way I like to look at it.
That's it.
Yeah, I think it's worth saying congratulations, because after 25 years, you're up for your first Logie for Best Actor.
Yeah, thank
congratulations.
You very much.
Congratulations.
Is that because it went to 10 Peach that more people watch instead of 10 that they've recognised?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, definitely the Peach just trying to screw everyone in, really.
The Peach is really, yeah.
For 25 years, that's
amazing. What people think when they go, I want to watch TV. Let's watch a fruit.
So anyway, congrats on that. Congrats on everything that's happening there with 10 Peach. You're really kicking goals with 10 Peach. But coming up after this.
It's your year, Toadie.
Evie is going to audition. Evie wants to be on Neighbours.
Yep.
We're gonna put her through a live audition with you. Well, where she's going to act opposite, you know, the most iconic character in Neighbours ever, Toadfish.
Thank you.
And if she's any good, will you put a good word in? Will we get her on the show?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Why not?
So that's coming
I just
up.
Want to see Evie stand there like every other person in Australia with the Ramsay Street sign.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's the photo they do with everyone.
You've got
to stand
on
the bridge or
Ramsay Street. It's true.
They have to replace that sign every day. And the people where they actually live.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, people spoiler, it's not actually Ramsay Street.
No.
No. Wow. It's just a little place.
Anyway. 101.9
The Fox.
So we've got Evie Jones, who is filling in for new mum, Fifi Box. Now, Fife was a very important character on Neighbours, Brooke Butler. Ryan Maloney.
Really important.
Ryan
can't even remember what she did.
Ryan Maloney is here, aka Toadfish. Of course, you're watching Neighbours, 6:30 PM on 10 Peach. He's up for a Logie as well. Make sure you vote for him. TVWeekLogieAwards.com.au. The first time in 25 years, he's finally been acknowledged. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Evie, how many TV shows are you already on, Evie Jones? How many?
Four.
Yeah.
And how many have they been nominated for?
Four.
Yeah, good.
Four.
Four.
So you're a bit
How
greedy.
How long have you been on TV for?
4 years.
There you go. Okay, there you go.
And yeah, okay, that math doesn't...
I think I should be asking tips from you.
So what we're about to do here, Ryan Toadie Maloney. Ryan Maloney is going to, as Toadie, act off against our potential future Neighbours star here,
potential.
Evie Jones. Now, you will be playing the character
it's
of
in
the
Dee. Bag.
This is an actual scene, Fev, and take notes as a former Neighbours star yourself here, mate. This is from an actual Neighbours scene from 2002.
They were housemates, Byron.
Yeah.
So Ryan doesn't
back
need
back then in 2002.
So Dee, is Dee Toadie's housemate?
Yeah, they're housemates. And they've just, it's a morning after a big night out. The real little teaser is that there's a bit of sexual tension in the air.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Hello.
As they put that in the script.
Okay. That in as we go into this scene. I will start with the theme song. Best of luck, Dee and Toadie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Don't sing.
Hey. Oh, hey. Just a few hours sleep is better than none. Those army boys sure know how to show a girl a good time. Hello? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, and Bob's out the back mowing the lawn. Come on, what is it? I thought you liked your new job.
The job is fine.
It doesn't sound fine to me.
Can you just drop it, please?
Is it because we woke you up this morning? If it is, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
No, it's really hard to be woken up when you haven't been asleep.
Well, weren't you in bed when we came in?
In bed, yes. Asleep, no. It's hard to rest easy when you're wondering if you should call the cops or hospitals just to check whether or not someone you care about is okay.
Who? Not me. You knew where I was.
All I knew is that you went to visit Stuart and you never reappeared. The last time I checked, there was no hotels at the army barracks for visitors to stay in. It was a long drive, and I thought you had an accident.
Oh, well, you listen to you. You sound like my dad.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, obviously, I'm stupid enough to care, aren't I?
Come and kiss me. Oh! Hey!
Beautiful. They didn't kiss at the end of the actual scene in 2002, did they?
So we should stop kissing then.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Get your hand away.
I don't know if Ryan was playing himself, Toadie there, who was just really angry that he had to do that on the show. I can't tell the difference. He's a great actor.
Yeah. Guys, I've already done this. I don't have to do it again, do I?
Beautifully done. Now, look, obviously, as a Logie-nominated actor, 25 years in the biz, what did you make of that performance?
On my CV
what did you make?
No, that's really good. You got the part.
Thank you.
Yes!
I will be Toadie in 2020.
Excellent. Yes, there we go. Evie will be on Neighbours at some point in the future. Fev, does that make you jealous?
Hang on. No, you said you're going to be me when I go.
Yeah, 2020.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
I said to you, watch those stairs as you're leaving.
From a fellow Neighbours castmate, she did well. So I'm looking forward to joining... joining the crew down at Ramsey Street.
Thanks, Brendan. The judge.
We'll go have a drink at Lassiter's with Paul. Sweet.
You're
great.
6:30 p.m.
Bring Bouncer back.
Bring back Lucy.
10 Peach, 6:30 p.m. TVWeekLogieAwards.com.au. Vote for Neighbours and the Logies this weekend. Thanks for coming in, Ryan Maloney.
Woo! Vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
Good luck.
101.9 The Fox.
So, Evie, I was sitting on the couch Wednesday night and Al said, my best friend Shaz is coming down from the Gold Coast. Can you go pick her up from the airport after work at 10:30? I said, whenever she says that, I just say yes. You know,
yeah,
happy
nice.
Life, happy life.
Yes.
And you have to take my car because she's bringing a new baby down because she's just had a baby and she's got the car seat in the car,
yes.
Pick her up. I was like, oh, God. So it's Alex's friend, so I don't really know her that well. And then I just thought to myself, oh, God, once I pick her up, it's 55 minutes from the airport. It's going to be real.
Could you do like the Uber thing? Could you give her maybe a bottle of water and some mints or something?
It's going to be like a seriously awkward chat.
So yeah, that's a long trip.
It's a long trip. So I thought to myself, hey. What kids around? Lulu walked to the fridge. I said, Lulu, do you want to come to work with Daddy tomorrow? And she's like, yes, because I thought I'd bring Lulu with me to sit in the back with the baby and she can start a conversation as well. So when I'm stuck, I can just bring Lulu into the conversation and then Shazza and Lulu can have a chat as well. But when we first got in the car, I thought I'd put my phone on record just to hear the small talk at the start.
That's a weird thing to do.
Which she doesn't know about.
Glad you did it, though.
Did you get the awkward talk?
Yeah, I got a little bit of awkward talk.
Oh, here we go. So this is in the car once you've picked her up from the terminal?
I picked her up from the airport. There's Bubba, there's Lulu, myself and Shazza from the Gold Coast.
Everyone's flying out of Melbourne and you're flying in.
Yeah, I know. Well, I said I was going to do, you know, Queensland and Melbourne summer. So I don't know why I'm here in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go back to South Africa at the end of next year. Oh, no, January.
Good
so
chat.
I'm going to come back here for about 3 months. Two or three months.
Yeah.
At Christmas. And then I'll go back to South Africa.
Good chat.
It's hot now.
Yeah, it's... interesting. Another 50 minutes of this. It'll be fun.
Where's Lulu? What did Lulu do?
Well, Lulu was in the back just talking to Bubs, but...
doesn't help.
But it got worse because Alex was at work. So when we got home, I was just sitting around on the couch and I gave Toby a bottle and she gave Taya a bottle and we're sitting there chatting and they finished. I said, oh, a little bit hungry. Are you hungry? We'll go order some Uber Eats. And she's like, oh, I might walk down to Church Street. So I had to take her out for lunch as well.
Oh, geez.
So we went to the pantry and had lunch and we were chatting.
Did you get papped that you're seeing another woman?
With a baby?
That's not Toby.
We had a couple of wines though. It actually turned out really good. It was a really good day.
Now, it's interesting though. I mean, what Fev has tried to do, it hasn't necessarily worked, but what he's tried to do here is use one of his children for some sort of purpose. So he's brought Lulu in to try and help with the conversation.
To hold the fort.
I don't know if it worked, but 13, 10, 60, because sometimes kids can be really useful for things.
They can
if
be
you've
your
got
buffer.
One, if you've got one lying around.
Yeah, I did mention later on when we were on the going over the Balti because I couldn't record then because I'm driving. I said, Lulu, tell Shazza about what's going to happen on holidays. Just to start them conversated.
Mm.
And they did. They spoke for about 20 minutes
there
about school and horses.
So she did help.
She did help. She was a big
help. She came
help.
Through.
Just record that.
Once the wine's kicked in, oh, God, it was flowing. Don't worry about
you were fine.
Have you ever used a child that was just lying around for some sort of, you know, for something that could help you out?
I've just taken other people's children and I've used them as buffet. No. I've actually used my dogs a lot for that exact same thing. And I've seen a lot of...
Are you like Bill from that show and you go to the dog park and...
You know, know what? I've seen a lot of guys have dogs, and they have dogs to pick up chicks.
Creates a bit of banter.
They do it all the time.
I tell you what, kids, being a dad to Zephyr, a now 11-year-old boy, like all the cool stuff you want to do that you can't get away with on your own as a guy, you bring your son, everything seems fine, whether it's going to Legoland or anything. Because if it's just a grown man goes to Legoland, well, don't bring him into nightclubs yet. But he knows in 7 years' time.
Soon.
Kittens.
Definitely going to. No.
Uncle Fev.
Anyway, give us a call
Daddy
right now.
Daddy Byron.
13 10 60.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Evie Jones sitting in for Fief. Now, Lulu Favola is some sort of pawn in some sort of chess game, Fev.
She's my wing woman.
Yeah, I mean, your little daughter, you've used her to for what?
Yeah, I had to go pick up one of Alex's good friends from the airport with their little baby. So we had the baby seat in our car, because I don't have one in my car.
It's the only time you wish that baby was screaming the whole time.
Yeah, it was like, ah. Oh, she was delightful. She fell asleep. It was so cute.
That wasn't helpful.
And it was her first flight. So I thought I'd bring Lulu along because I knew it was going to be small talk for the 55 minutes it took to get home. So I dragged Lulu along and said, honey, do you want to come to work with me? Like, pump it up.
Right.
Go see Uncle Byron and Evie, it'll be so much fun. She's like, yeah. And then when we left, I go, we've got to go to the airport. She's like, I've got to pick up Shazza. But she was a help. It was good.
She was.
We had a great afternoon. We went out for lunch and we had wine. It was really good.
So you used her effectively as a conversation starter?
Yeah. It was pretty much, if you're at war and you're in a bunker, I'd let Lulu go first.
Yes.
And I just sat back.
Good dad.
Good work.
Good dad. Beck from Pakenham, good morning.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good. What have you used your kids for?
So we were on a little family holiday down in Tassie. And we called into a place called the Berry Patch in Turners Beach for a bit of a platter and a wine, and the boys went off happily playing, and I should spot Lockie Wiggle, my ultimate mum crush.
Oh,
what?
What colour is he?
These the yellow.
He's the purple one.
Purple one.
Oh, he would wake up Jeff.
Yellow one.
Oh, he's the new Jeff, is he?
Yeah. Oh. So the boys were happily playing, completely unaware, and not only kids in Australia that don't really give two hoots about the Wiggles. So I went and snatched the smallest so I could go and get a selfie with Lockie Wiggle.
Lockie Wiggle. I think you're in there, Ben.
You definitely need a kid. If you want a selfie with a Wiggle, you better bring your kid along, I reckon. Otherwise, it's a
bit
weird.
Did you get him in your big red car?
Oh, I wish.
Well done. Wow, that got really
isn't it a big red car?
Quite adult.
It is a big red car.
Thank you, Beck. We'll move on to James. He has used his kid to actually get out of something, guys.
I use my daughter to get out of everything. Birthdays, events, functions. I had a mate a couple of weeks ago. I was meant to move house with him, and I called him and said, look, I got baby duties. I have to cancel. I didn't have baby duties. I just used her as an excuse. Yes.
Yeah, James, I am singing from the same whatever the
song
saying is that you are. Because I do that all the time. We've got a function. Oh, just Tobes. We've got to look after her. We can't get out. If I do a bit of a Dutch oven in the bed next to Alex and Tobes,
Alex
will go, Brendan. I'll go, Toby.
I just realised that I've been living with Tom for 8 years, my Down syndrome flatmate.
Yes.
I have used him many times to not go to things. Oh, look, I've got to stay home. He's not feeling
well. Take care of Tom. Absolutely.
It's an easy out.
I never realised I'd done it so much.
Yeah, you have now that you think about it. Fief does it a lot. I mean, Fief she wouldn't mind us saying that on her behalf.
But she just usually says she doesn't want to come.
There is that as well. She just doesn't want to be there. Another
Angela
one here.
From Altona, good morning.
Morning. Hi, guys.
What have you used your kids for?
I used my kids to jump the queue in the shopping centre.
Yeah.
Well done.
Did you say they needed to go to the toilet and you'd better get through really quick?
Yeah, he's about to have a tantrum going, can I just and then they just cry on
you.
Yes.
Well done. Your kids are well trained.
That's good. That's also very effective when you want to board an aeroplane. You get on first.
Yes.
Those that need special assistance.
Kids, just pretend to cry. Please come onto the plane, sir.
Hey, thank you for your calls.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Well, how about this? It's Fifi, Feb and Byron with our very own Logie-nominated Evie Jones filling in for Fifi Box, Gogglebox, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, The Project, etc.
Just a little one.
Yeah, just the smaller
personally.
Shows. Obviously, we also have Feb here, The Footy Show, which I don't think got nominated.
Yeah, we're up for the best show that's been axed this year.
Congratulations. So just so many stars in the one building, and now we can say that this man, well, he reports the weather on Sunrise, you can still vote for him to win the gold Logie, thank you very much. TVWeeklogieAwards.com.au. It is Sam Mack.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. I'm actually here because I'm hoping that some of Feb's Footy Show glory can rub off on me ahead of the weekend.
Well, you make it axed. 5 years and a half. It's a great show. They won a lot of Logies, Mr. I'm up for a bloody gold.
When you say half, you mean half an hour, right? That's how long it was on air?
Half a year.
Wow.
Jeez, they're quick to forget.
Quick to forget. 25 years. It's a pretty good show.
So who wins though? In a Logie off. Obviously, Fev for this year is not as high on the pedestal as say Evie with the four nominations.
That's a lot, Evie.
Hang on, Sam.
This year
she's up for four. So we're up for Gogglebox, which she's not on anymore.
Twice.
She's up twice. And she's up for Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, yes, which she was on.
Yeah.
And The Project, which she sat on three times.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So I'll take it.
You're officially a nominee though, or the project is and you're just attaching yourself to that?
Just a bit of what are you
I'll tell you what. This bloke, ever
who
since
is
he,
this guy?
You know, ever since he's been nominated for a Gold Logie, he has changed. There's no doubt about it. He used to be a lovely bloke.
He used to be a lovely bloke. I've met him a lot of times. He's a massive Crows man. But geez, your social media has gone into overdrive.
Yeah.
You are everywhere. You have buses. You have the Australian Choir singing a song to you. And I even read a message yesterday. I've never heard who Sam Mack was, but geez, his publicity team's good because I just voted for him. And then Sam wrote back, thank you.
That's all true. Yes. That is all true. When I found out that I was nominated a couple of weeks ago, I genuinely was blown away. Did not think that I was even close to contention.
You rang your mum. It was beautiful.
I did. And it was a very special moment. She was hoping that I was going to tell her that I'm getting married or having a baby or something actually meaningful. But no, none of that. But as soon as the voting lines opened at 12:01 Monday morning, something came alive in me. I'm competitive, you know, sporting background. Yep. That's why we've got the bus. That's why I've done five states in 5 days. That's why I'm willing to sell family members for a vote.
Good.
Like, I am going hard now. That's why I'm here.
Trump,
I mean, to catch up with you guys as well, obviously.
You're like Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to mack the Logies great again.
quickly, guys, let's not forget, while Sam now is more a celebrity than a weatherman, that's what really took him to where he is today. And we have a guy in-house here, James Lake. He's had some challenges, it's fair to say, with his weather predictions. Mm-hmm. We feel that Sam might be able to educate James a little bit.
I think he can. He's up for a gold, and James is like a couple, probably in his last days.
Let's have a listen to some. This is just some of James Lake's best work as a weatherman here with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
James first, James, when will a storm hit Melbourne today?
Midday.
Midday.
Okay. Brendan.
Oh, God. He needs to stick to the news. Hang on.
And weather?
Why did you just lick your fingers?
He's put his finger up in the air like some sort of...
I lived in the country. I know.
Oh, okay.
We're inside.
I'll tell you what. It's not going to storm at all.
Now, what happened that day, Fev?
No storm. It was a nice 21 degrees, beautiful day.
James, Sam's here. It's a chance for you to talk to an actual weatherman. So this is great.
Hi, Sam. Morning. What do you do when you put on the spot to actually forecast the weather?
Okay, so there's this app and it's called... The weather, and James, what you need to do is just keep refreshing it. So what you're doing, James, is I can tell, because I've worked in radio, I know how this all works, you're getting in, or someone's sending this to you early, but you're not checking the updates, James. So you've got to keep refresh. That's how you do it.
It's not hard, James.
There you go. Good for your development, James. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I'll keep refresh.
Now, good luck on Sunday for the gold, Logie, mate. It's a great achievement. And if you do win, I'll call you Grant Daniel Jr., because he had a great push. Where can we go to vote, Byron?
Yeah, look, at Sam Mack Insta would be a great place for all of that, I would imagine. Let's siphon them through your personals.
Very good. Or just Sam Mack on Facebook. Hey, and Twitter is Mr. Sam Mack. No, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Are you taking a date?
I am actually planning to take my mum.
Oh, yeah. There he's done.
That's going to win now. Like, oh, what a sweet guy. No, I just can't find an actual date.
Or you tell everyone that. We all go, what a beautiful guy, and then we vote for you.
Also, good luck to Evie. The nominations are all out there, so get behind Evie as well. The website, tvweeklogieawards.com.au.
1019 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
Man, you're missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Fev and Byron want to tell you a story, but are they lying?
Fifi, Fev and Byron's I Call Bull.
Cool party.
Who you trying to fool?
You're playing I Call Buller to win a trip to Mount Buller with us. And Evie Jones, you picked the right time to fill in for a new mum. Because Fief can't be at Buller because it's late July we're going to be there. You're there.
I'll be having a flaming keg.
Yay!
Of Because Keegs, our popular workday presenter, spends so much time at Mount Buller that at any bar, I'm told, any bar you go to anywhere on that mountain,
in
if
the
you
world,
ask for a flaming
Keegs,
we go to late at night.
That's the Black Cockatoo.
Oh, yeah. You go down to the little nightclub down there.
Yeah, that's A-Bomb, I think. What's that one?
I don't know, but we've been cutting up the dance floor a couple of years ago.
And we will be this year too.
It's normally pretty late by the time that we're there. Anyway, call us up right now if you want to play I Call Buller. If you want to join us at Mount Buller, the number is 131060. Whose turn is it to tell a Buller story?
It's Brendan's again.
Okay, he's very good at it, isn't
he? He's very good.
But he went yesterday and I'll go today.
Fair enough.
Friday, that's
he
what we do.
Might be telling the truth, though. Sometimes you think, no, that's Buller, Fev, and it's actually the truth. 131060, call to play. We will give away the trip next.
I've been one-on-one. I've told one Bull, Lur.
Yeah.
And one true.
Oh, so
true. That's a true story.
Yeah,
you win.
1019, The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron with Evie Jones. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing. Well, what a week it's been on this show for so many reasons, but right now we are taking your calls. Amazing stories. Or are they? That's the big question, guys. 131060 is our
time of the week, Evie. The listeners let us know their amazing stories that you tell on the weekend where you're sitting around having a beer or you're at a dinner party and you're just thinking you're going to punch it out and be the centre of attention. Yeah. But they've got to test it on us first. We've got Emily from Sunbury. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
What's your amazing story, Em?
So my dad likes the racehorses.
Love your dad.
Yeah, he's a bit of a punter. And decided he was going to get into a racehorse for the first time.
Oh, so to actually own one, like maybe
to jump inside it, or
no, to be a part owner of one.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
And it just so happened to be that he was part owner of Prince of Penzance 2015 Melbourne Cup winner.
Wow.
I don't know if that's amazing.
What are you talking about? People their whole lives buy racehorses and their goal is to have a Melbourne Cup runner.
Just to be in the race.
The 24 other horses, and he actually had a horse that won.
Oh, my, that's
and
amazing.
It was his first ever horse.
Oh, yep. God. I hate your dad. Geez, it would have been a big party down at Crown after that, wouldn't it, Em?
Oh, it wasn't at Crown, but it was pretty big. And then we actually had a Fiji holiday trip booked as well.
That is amazing.
But Crown's a great venue to go have a party.
What are you doing? Promoted? What are you doing?
Crown.
Okay.
It's a
commercial
in
Crown in the middle of all that. Well done to Emily. She definitely notched up an amazing one. But will Michael from Craigieburn have the same luck?
Good morning, Michael.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, not too bad. And girl.
Yeah. And girl, sorry.
Yeah. Hello.
What's your amazing story, bro?
Okay, so one morning on a weekend, I woke up with a bit of chest pain, just thought it was some heartburn. Mm. Decided to take some medication and stuff. Nothing really worked. I went to the hospital, and after a few tests, they put me in one of the wards and pretty much had me all hooked up to everything, heart monitor and such. And it turns out I had myocarditis, which is like inflammation around the heart.
Yeah.
And essentially, my dad told me 2 days later that the doctor told him that if I hadn't gone in that day, I probably would have died the very next day.
Wow, that is that's amazing that you're alive.
Oh,
good on you for going into the hospital. Because a lot of men won't do that.
Yeah, they won't do that. It's an amazing story.
Oh. But well, that's I reckon, all we want.
Yeah, he could have died.
But I reckon that, like, if I was telling that story and that happened to me, he'd be like, they ripped my chest open.
Yeah.
I had like my heart
was
massive.
There was a shark attack in there.
Yeah, and just GST it a little bit.
Ham it up a bit, yeah.
Like really exaggerate.
The hospital fell down.
All right, Fev's version with the mayo.
Yes, it's amazing.
Michael agreed.
Michael, we're just
glad you're
alive.
If he had turned around and said, I've got two hearts, like it would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing.
So a few little tweaks you can make, Michael.
Oh, no worries. I'll try and put it in the next story.
Yes, well done, Michael.
An amazing finish to an amazing week. Gee, Fifi Box.
It's been a beautiful week.
Oh, it's been emotional this week. Obviously, on Wednesday, she called with the news, and Daisy Bell Box is now in the world. Fantastic. Yeah,
a couple of days old. Her and Trixie, so beautiful. And little Fiona Box has got two little babies. So it's been great. We're on holidays now, so
We'll be back in 2 weeks. Have fun over in Argentina, Byron, with your beautiful boy.
Yes, thank you. Reunited with Zephyr, my son. Can't wait.
I can't wait to see your
have
awesome
a good
photos.
Time.
Evie, what, enjoy the move because the permanent move to Melbourne now from Sydney.
I will be going home tomorrow and then coming back. To pack, and then coming back.
So
you're not
going on a holiday?
No, I'm not.
That's going to hurt.
Oh, I don't want to know about your holidays. I don't want any Insta stock. No, actually, I want them all. Yeah.
Enjoy Perth, mate. Yes. Enjoy with the fam. Yes. That'll be great
don't
as well.
Don't tell anyone. There'll be paps in it. Yeah.
Okay, well, fair enough. And I should have said something. I'm not going to say what hotel.
Are you
going to
broom?
I'm not going to say what hotel.
Oh,
jeez. Now the cat's out of the bag.
Thanks to WA Tourism.
Oh, big secret then. And also, Evie, hey, make sure you watch the Logies. Good luck, Evie. You're nominated for the Logies.
Oh, good luck. Yes, I've got four nominations.
Good luck. Now, if you win, absolutely hammered.
Yes, I will.
And make an absolute dick of yourself.
Okay, thank
just drink
you.
Responsibly.
I'm going to watch old video clips of you.
Yeah, do your prep. Yeah, right. Feb at the
watch Brownlow 2009.
I'll get match fit.
Yeah, yes.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.